Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 82 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
We always try to be very transparent. We turn all the apps over to the side base.
Rowan County Senior High School could have a new principal by the end of the week.
A teen hit by a train in Laurel County on Friday has died.
A $6 million loan package has been finalized for a companion facility for the new Rowan campus of Maysville Community and Technical College.
FEMA will assist Boyd County with flood repairs.
Operators of zip lines and climbing walls must register with the State Department of Agriculture by July 1st.
In sports, the Reds face off with the Rockies tonight at Great American Ballpark.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 60 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A 13-year-old boy from Laurel County has died after being hit by a train. WYMT reports Waylon Riggs died Monday at UK Medical Center. He was a student at South Laurel Middle School. Laurel County Sheriff's Office deputies say Riggs was hit along a track near Robinson Creek Road. Authorities do not know how the child got away from his home, and an investigation is ongoing.
The man who was found dead on railroad tracks in Boyd County has been identified. WSAZ reports 27-year-old Kaiser Sanderson was found Sunday. Boyd County deputies say they believe he was hit by a train. Boyd County Coroner Mark Hammond says tips from the public helped identify the victim. Authorities say they are investigating whether the death was accidental or intentional.
A McGoffin County woman is behind bars accused of driving drunk with a child in the car. According to WYMT, police report Mary Miller failed a field sobriety test after swerving and crossing the yellow line. Police say her 10-year-old son was in the vehicle at the time. They say they found several pills and a cut-off straw containing white powder in the car.
Lexington police are searching for a suspect who robbed and stabbed a woman in her neighborhood yesterday. WKYT reports the victim was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, but is expected to be okay. Police say the suspect, a man who was wearing a ski mask and black clothing, attacked her as she pulled up to her home on Brook Green Lane in the Andover Hills neighborhood. The woman told police the man took money and credit cards from her wallet.
An Ashland woman has been arrested after police say she tried to smuggle contraband into the Boyd County Detention Center. WSAZ reports 35-year-old Robin Porter is charged with first-degree promoting contraband. Boyd County Sheriff's deputies say they noticed Porter crouched outside the detention center Monday, sticking a tube with various items through a wall. Deputies say another person fled the scene and is now wanted. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Moorhead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Moorhead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at moorheadstate.edu/innovation.
Rowan County Senior High School could have a new principal by the end of the week. That's according to Superintendent Marvin Moore. Although he can't say how many people have applied for the position, the site-based decision-making council has been evaluating applications as they are submitted. The new principal will replace Dr. Ray Ginter, who retires at the end of June. Moore says the advertisement for the post has been listed for 15 days.
Well, now they changed that requirement. It used to be 30 days you had to post, but now it's 15. And I think the council is getting pretty close to making a determination and making a recommendation, but they can't do it until the posting's over with, and that will be at 4 o'clock today.
The district is looking to fill 10 teacher positions. 4 of those are at the high school. Moore says he wants the new principal to be part of those hiring decisions.
It's now full speed ahead for contractors hired to build a companion facility for the Rowan campus of Maysville Community and Technical College at the MMRC Industrial Park. The executive director of the Moorhead Rowan County Economic Development Council, Bob Helton, reports the $6 million loan package for the project has been finalized and its contractors have been told they can begin their work.
In the contract, the contractor was given 12 months to complete the project, so about this time next year, we should have the building ready for the college to start moving the rest of their curriculum from the current campus on out to the MMRC park.
The Walker Company of Mount Sterling and PAX of Moorhead will partner in the construction of the new MCTC Rowan Companion Building. The school plans to rent the facility for its so-called high bay programs, which include auto, diesel, and HVAC tech.
The Ashland Independent School Systems Superintendent has received an award. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has more.
Superintendent Sean Howard has been recognized for his efforts to improve the quality of transportation for students. According to the Ashland Daily Independent, he's been named Superintendent of the Year by the Kentucky Association of Pupil Transportation. Howard was nominated by District Transportation Director Stanley Mack McDonald for his efforts to improve maintenance quality, address safety issues, support driver training, and upgrade the Ashland school system's buses. The district's special needs driver, Matt Fraley, was also recognized by the association as its driver of the year for his work with special needs students. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.
Fleming County Superintendent Brian Kreisman says the multi-million dollar renovation of the district's high school is way ahead of schedule and under budget. The Maysville Ledger Independent reports Fleming Schools had $16 million available for the project, but Kreisman reports it will still have $160,000 left in the bank when it's completed. He says the renovation will completely modernize Fleming High School, noting that students will especially benefit from improvements made to the building's career and technical education areas, which will help officials update those programs.
We're going to increase industry certifications, which that's one of the big pushes you hear from Governor Bevin and Secretary Heiner, is making sure there's more students are entering the leaving high school with industry certifications, so that if they didn't go to college, they can go straight into the workforce and really be competitive.
Major construction at Fleming County High School should be done by June 30th. However, Kreisman says the leftover money will be used to improve the building's roof, its multi-purpose room, and parking lot. All of the work should be complete by October.
FEMA will assist in flood repairs in Boyd County. Several areas across Catlettsburg and Ashland were affected by the flooding in February, and officials say the damage exceeds $1.7 million. Tim England is the Emergency Management Director for Boyd County. He says without help from FEMA, some of the repairs may not have been possible.
These slips can cost anywhere from $50,000 to $60,000 apiece. Up to some of these are well over 100,000. We have one roadway that is completely closed and has been since February. It's probably almost $500,000 just on that one slip. And so that would be all money up front that the county would have to expend. The county just doesn't have that kind of money, nor does the city.
England says even with federal assistance, FEMA would only pay 75% of estimated damages, with the state paying 12% and the local entity paying 13%.
The Moorhead Community Recycling Center has been awarded around $67,000 from the Kentucky Division of Waste Management. Grant dollars from the Kentucky Pride Fund, which is generated by a $1.75 fee for each ton of municipal solid waste disposed of in Kentucky landfills, are financing the 78 grants, which total just under $5 million for different entities across the state. Center Director Colin Alexander says the bulk of the money will be used for an automatic baling system.
That machine in itself will add a lot of money to our recycling center, or at least that's the hope. And then also included in the grant, we got some really nice recycling bins that you'll see around town and at Rodburn Park.
Alexander says the grants require a 25% local match in form of cash or in-kind personnel, education activities, or advertising to promote the program from the cities or counties receiving the awards. Moorhead State University was also awarded a $25,000 recycling grant.
One East Kentucky lawmaker is happy to see positive growth in the region. House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins was among dozens of lawmakers and elected officials who attended the groundbreaking ceremony for Brady Industries last week at the East Park Industrial Park. Adkins says he worked his first job at a strip mine located in the same location that Brady Industries will build.
Even though we've had tough times in the past, you know, I see a resurgence because of the investments we've made over the years in education and in infrastructure and workforce. It's an exciting day to be here for a $1.5 billion investment, one that's going to employ 500 people, 1,800 construction workers. But for it to be happening here in East Park is really special.
The Brady Industries aluminum plant is expected to be open in 2020. CEO Craig Bouchard says the first 7 years of product has already been sold.
The Allstate Foundation is partnering with the Kentucky Coalition Against Domestic Violence to offer classes for women who have dealt with abuse. Classes will be held in shelters across the state. Stacy Walden is the community counselor for the Women's Crisis Center in Northern Kentucky. She says it's hard for a person to leave after abuse.
It's hard to start a new life chapter when you have bad credit or extra debt. So can we provide skills for individuals to be financially independent after leaving their abuser?
Walden says many clients are women with children who earn less than $15,000 a year.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is offering his advice to President Trump as he plans to negotiate with North Korea later this month. Spectrum News reports the Kentucky Republican spoke in Louisville last Friday. He says the president should mind the details when dealing with Kim Jong-un.
If you're a great deal maker, be interested in the details, because he has had inherited, in my judgment, a very bad deal with Iran that he chose to walk away from. So that's a if you're looking for an example of what not to do in dealing with the North Koreans, the deal he just walked away from in Iran is a good example.
McConnell says coming to an agreement will be difficult. He believes North Korea will not easily give up their nuclear weapons. The planned summit takes place on June 12th.
Anti-poverty activists were denied group access into Kentucky's Capitol yesterday following an outdoor rally where the nation's first work requirements for Medicaid were denounced. About 400 people demonstrated in front of the State House, and many of them marched to the front doors of the Capitol in hopes of entering. They were greeted by uniformed officers, and the group's leader was told only two demonstrators could enter at a time. When those two exited, another two would be allowed inside. The Reverend William Barber, co-chairman of the Poor People's Campaign, helped organize the rally. Kentucky State Police officers limited State House access to the demonstrators, according to them, because the group did not seek approval to protest inside the building. That happened at State Police headquarters in Frankfort.
Taking a brief look at your weather for the week. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers after 11 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 59. Wednesday, sunny with a few clouds and a high near 76. Wednesday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 53. Thursday, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a high near 82 degrees. And Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 59 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 87. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64. Current temperatures in the listening area are 80 degrees in Flemingsburg, 81 degrees in Maysville, 82 degrees in Lexington, 81 degrees in Winchester, 82 degrees in Ashland, and 82 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, MKM Soap will be hosting their grand opening of a new store and soap factory. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins has the story.
Locally run and owned, MKM Soap is spearheaded by Craig Rigsby and his wife. It started out as a simple hobby and turned into a huge business. Rigsby says they needed to figure things out before getting started.
We decided to finish her retirement with the military and my retirement with a company out of Atlanta, Georgia. I was the only webmaster for, and decided to move back to Kentucky. And I had an uncle who ended up getting a whole bunch of ceramic molds and kilns and things like that. He knows that we love doing arts and crafts.
Rigsby says their first endeavor wasn't soap.
We were actually going to make ceramics out of our garage up when we were living up on Bearskin. And it turned out the kilns were all electric, and it just cost way, way, way too much money to fire the kilns up. So we were like, well, what else can we use these molds for? So we decided to take one of them that was kind of broken and make our soap and put it in the mold and see what would happen, and it didn't work. It destroyed the soap and it destroyed the mold.
The idea was there, but it needed refinement. Rigsby says the next step was experimentation and research.
I sat down and I researched all throughout the internet and some books of all the recipes I could find in soap, and a lot of articles about which oils to use when making soap and how much of each one and why you use this oil and on and on and on. And I put my analytical computer thinking to it and came up with what I thought was a perfect recipe.
MKM Soap was open for business. Rigsby says after only locally selling the soap, it started to become way more popular than anticipated.
Next thing you know, we've got people all over the United States buying it online, telling us it's the best homemade soap in the country. And then her father passed away, my mother passed away. We both came into a little bit of money. And we noticed that the gentleman who owned the Brickyard had passed away, and we thought, well, maybe they'll sell it now, the Brickyard, and they did.
The grand opening for MKM Soap's new store and soap factory will be held on Saturday, June 9th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on 4500 Open Fork Road in Moorhead. There will be food and music, as well as the introduction to the new Haldeman Museum. For WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
It's 4:47 and 82 degrees on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad to have you with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for programming on Moorhead State Public Radio comes from Prevent Child Abuse Kentucky. One in four girls and one in six boys are sexually abused before their 18th birthday, and 88% of cases are never reported. Every adult can take responsibility to protect children by learning to reduce risk, how to intervene, and where to report at pcaky.org. Funded in part by a grant from the Child Victims Trust Fund.
The Reds get better. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Cincinnati Reds made a University of Florida star their first-round pick in the Major League Draft. Last night, they took 6-foot, 200-pound third baseman Jonathan India with the draft's fifth overall selection. India batted .364 this year for the Gators. He also had 18 home runs and 64 RBIs. Club President Dick Williams says India has an advanced approach as a hitter.
To do what he did this year in the best conference in the nation, speaks to his ability. He's got a hit tool, but with more power than some of the other guys we were looking at in that same range. Very good defensive player, and I think that'll serve him well, give us some flexibility with him in terms of moving around.
The Reds last night also drafted a couple of right-handed pitchers, Florida high schooler Lionel Richardson and Josiah Gray of Lemoyne College in New York. Meanwhile, on the diamond, the Reds open up a series against the Rockies tonight at 7:10 up at Great American Ballpark. Anthony DeSclafani takes the mound for the Reds, with Kyle Freeland going for Colorado. Even though his team's banner 2018 campaign just ended a few days ago, Moorhead State baseball coach Mike McGuire is already looking ahead to the future. The Eagles have made it to two NCAA tournament regionals in the past 4 years, and McGuire's goal is to have the Eagles meet that objective again in 2019, so they can take care of some unfinished business.
We've had a taste of it a couple times now, and we're going to get over the hump. We're going to get here and win, and we've been close. We've played both regionals we've been in. We've played really close ball games on Friday night, but came out on the short end of the stick, and both times the Saturday game, we kind of got behind and couldn't muster enough to come back.
The Eagles dropped regional decisions to fifth-ranked Clemson and St. John's last weekend in finishing 2018 with a 37-26 record. The Greenup County baseball team is getting ready for round one of the state tournament in Lexington. It will be the third trip to the Big Dance for the Musketeers in the last 6 years. Coach Greg Logan says the players who come into his tradition-rich program are told to, quote, leave Greenup County better than you found it.
I think it's worked out. I think these seniors is leaving the program definitely better off than they found it 4 years ago when they came in. So if we will just instill that, no matter what it is, work, home, baseball, or academics,
36-5 Greenup will face Muhlenberg County in first-round action of the Sweet 16 on Thursday at 11 a.m. East Carter is getting ready to face Butler in first-round play of the Girls Fast Pitch State Softball Tournament on Thursday in Owensboro. Coach Derek Calhoun's Lady Raiders will go into the event at 37-0 on the year after beating Boyd County 11-1 in last week's 16th Region Championship game.
We play some really good softball this year. We got to play a lot of good ball teams. Teams from, you know, we got to go to the beach and see four or five ball teams we don't usually get to play that were extremely good. Got to play some teams out of Louisville this year. And, you know, it just gets us prepared. You know, this is the moment it gets us prepared for. First, I got to prepare for the region tournament, which I thought we came out and played exceptional in three games. And then, you know, it's going to get us ready for a state tournament also.
Thursday's game gets started at 6 o'clock. Butler has a 26-9 record, including a 6-5 mid-April loss to the Lady Raiders. Former University of Kentucky basketball player and athletic director C.M. Newton has died at the age of 88. Newton played both baseball and basketball at UK, performing for Adolph Rupp on the Wildcats' 1951 NCAA championship team. He won over 500 games as a basketball coach at Transylvania, Alabama, and Vanderbilt, and was inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame in 2000. In 1989, Newton became Kentucky's AD, hiring Rick Pitino to coach the Big Blue. He was also instrumental in the selection of the 1992 U.S. Olympic Dream Team. The NBA Finals continue tomorrow with Game 3 in Cleveland. Golden State leads the best-of-seven series 2-0 over the Cavaliers, winning the first two games by a combined 29 points. However, Cavs forward LeBron James says with the series shifting back to their home floor, he and his teammates aren't panicking just yet.
You know, I always believe like the role players, you know, play much better at home than they do on the road. You know, they feed off the crowd. You know, they feed off the familiarity with not only being home, but being on their home floor, having their own locker and things of that nature. So I think that's definitely helped us out a lot throughout this postseason thus far.
Tomorrow's game tips off at 9 p.m. Morehead State football coach Rob Tenier says it's a big deal for as many of his players as possible to be on campus over the summer months. According to Tenier, for the guys sticking around, they receive an important benefit.
Just being around each other and pushing one another, working harder, you know, extra reps on the bench, extra reps on the squat, really pushing one another and sprint competition. And, you know, when you're here and you're working with a bunch of guys and you know, obviously it's meaningful, but you're really getting a lot more out of it because you're competing every single rep that you're taking and holding one another accountable.
Senior says about two dozen of his players are in town this month, and that number will grow to about 60 in July. The Eagles start preseason camp at the end of next month. According to one veteran, members of the Cincinnati Bengals offense are working with a sense of urgency during the team's OTAs. Running back Gio Bernard says that's because they have a lot to learn with a new system being installed by coordinator Bill Lazor.
This year is a little bit different just because, you know, we do have a new kind of system going in. So it's definitely just trying to be a little bit smarter, understanding what the, you know, what we're trying to do with the play calls and just building a good environment.
The Bengals will start their mandatory minicamp drills a week from today. Finally, in sports, Novak Djokovic, a 12-time Grand Slam champion, was upset by unseeded Marco Cecchinato in the French Open today. The 72nd-ranked player won the first two sets 6-3, 7-6, dropped the third 6-1, and then survived a tiebreaker in the fourth to win 7-6. That's a look at sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball will host a father-child camp on June 9th, an Eagle Day camp June 11th through the 14th, and Morehead State team camp June 22nd through the 24th. More information by calling the men's basketball office at 783-5140 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Nasdaq Composite closed at an all-time high today, led by Netflix and Amazon, but the rest of the market struggled for gains amid U.S. trade tensions. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a small loss of 13.71 at 24,799.98. The broader market was a little stronger. The S&P 500 was up 1.93 at 2748.80, and the NASDAQ Composite managed a gain of about 0.4%, finishing up 31.40 at 7637.86. As mentioned, within the NASDAQ, Amazon and Netflix provided some good fuel today, as Amazon was up 1.1% and Netflix up almost 2%. Mylan also contributed by rising almost 4% after the FDA approved Fulphila as a biosimilar drug to Neulasta, which aims at reducing the risk of infections during cancer treatment. Leaders from seven of the largest economies in the world are meeting in Canada this week at the G7 meeting, with trade discussions expected to be at the forefront. And White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said President Trump is actually now considering having separate talks with Canada and Mexico as NAFTA negotiations continue. A Canadian government official stressed that they would continue negotiating NAFTA as a trilateral agreement. Investors also looked at developments between U.S.-China trade negotiations. It was reported earlier today that China would agree to buy nearly $70 billion worth of U.S. agriculture and energy products if the U.S. holds off on implementing tariffs against Chinese goods. In economic news, the ISM non-manufacturing index reached 58.6 in May, above an expected print of 57.6. A reading above 50, of course, indicates expansion in the service sector. In the commodities markets today, oil rebounded, finishing up 0.7% at $65.32 a barrel. Gold was up 0.25% at $1,370 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, the Stock 600 index was down 0.3%. In Asia, markets were better, with the Nikkei up 0.3% and the Shanghai Composite up 0.75%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Dow, DuPont, and Apple, while the worst performers were Merck and Walmart. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Macy's and Gap, while the worst performers were Carnival and Norwegian Cruise Lines. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 99 cents at $79.99, CSX unchanged at $64.69, AEP down 75 cents at $65.30, Marathon Petroleum down $1.62 at $80.31, AK Steel down 3 cents at $4.63, and U.S. Bank Corp was up 31 cents to finish at $51.22. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located on Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for recyclables. Funded in part through a grant from the Kentucky Division of Waste Management, an additional green trailer rotates among Elliottville, Farmers, Hayes Crossing, and the MMRC Fire Department on Kentucky 801 North. Rotating trailer schedule is online at moorheadrecycling.org.
Taking a very brief look at your weather for the week, tonight a 20% chance of showers after 11, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Wednesday sunny with a few clouds and a high near 76. Wednesday night mostly clear with a low around 53. Thursday, intervals of clouds and sunshine with a high near 82 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 87. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 64 degrees.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, Post 8 of the Kentucky State Police will sponsor a Trooper Island Golf Scramble at Eagle Trace Golf Course in Moorhead on Thursday. Registration begins at 8 a.m. and a shotgun start at 9 a.m. Cost is $260 per team, cart and lunch provided. Prize drawings and prizes for longest drive and the closest to the pin. More information from Scott Farrell at 776-9474.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at the Moorhead Kroger from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, June 9th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. Donors will receive a free T-shirt.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition today. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Jacob Lindberg, Logan Pemberton, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke and our feature segment today came from WMKY's Chaz Jenkins. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202VHINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All things considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.